This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Got to get some Guinness today, don't we?
Well, yeah, of course we do. St. Patrick's Day here, and we're live in Clearwater, Philly Spring Training, brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka, proud partner of the Philadelphia Phillies. We are live here today and tomorrow. We're going to have JT Realmuto at 12 o'clock today. Craig Murphy's going to join us at 11, Murph. And later on, T-Mac as well. So big show planned today, our first day from Clearwater for Philly Spring Training. 215-592-9494. Are we underrating the Phillies as a fan base? I think we are. I think we've gone too far with the, they're not that good, it's never going to happen thing. They won 95 games last year, and they were probably the best team in baseball for the most of the regular season until the Dodgers took the regular season, you know, best record at the end. Where do you come down on the Phillies? Are we underrating them? Let's hear Dave Dombrowski, because he was on with the morning show a couple weeks ago when they were here, and Dombrowski was asked if this is a great team, if he believes that. It was interesting to hear how he framed what he thinks about his team. Here's Dombrowski with the morning show.
You used the term earlier. I agree with it. Some may not. You called the team great. Let's get to that. Do you believe it is a great team this year? Is that correct?
Well, maybe if I did say, I feel great about the club. I can't tell you we're a great club. No, I don't mean to say. I think we're a good club, mm-hmm. a really good club. But great will be when you win a championship. That's for me. So I think we have a very good club. We have a lot of positives of it. You can always be better.
Yeah.
I feel great about it, but I don't mean to imply that we're just, to me, you're great when you win it
all. Go prove it, yeah.
Hugh, I like the way he framed that. I mean, they have a lot of really good or great players. Wheeler's a great player. Harper's a great player. JT and Turner, I mean, these are good, really good players, and Castellanos and Schwarber. But I like the way you frame that. Like, we're really good. We feel great about it, but we'll be great when we win a World Series.
I mean, because that's how everybody, you know, talks about great teams. We weren't talking about – we knew this defense was good for the Philadelphia Eagles, but we weren't talking about they were great until after they did what they did in the Super Bowl. So that's what it is. You have a good team together. You've amassed a really good squad. They've played well for a couple of years. Now it's time to break through. And I think that is the sentiment around the players and everybody, is that this is the year to break through, because I can't see, with them running it back the way that they did and not making any moves in the offseason, you can't run it back the same way and expect different results. It just can't happen.
Yeah, I feel it, and I think there's got to be a sense of urgency. Did you feel that 0-4? I mean, I know you had just come back, but did you guys feel like
it was an
you
hour
had
never.
To? Yeah.
Yeah, and that was one of the reasons why I came back, because, like I said, a friend of mine told me, he said, fool, go back to Philly. They're going to win the Super Bowl. And I remember the feeling of having Terrell Owens on the team. That was the biggest thing right there, Joe, was the fact that he was here. Now, we always had a good football team. But when he came, it was a different level of it. You know, you were always a star and a celebrity in the city, but it was different when T.O. got here. I mean, it was just another level of stardom, if you will, or fandom. It was just different. And he brought that, and he brought it every week. The fact that Big Red felt comfortable, Andy Reid felt comfortable going into any game where we got the ball first. Andy would throw the ball down the field the first play of the game. He would just go deep, because that's how confident he was in his football team. And I tell you, when he got hurt, everybody, it was a collective gasp. Oh my God! Oh, yeah. What are we gonna do? What are we gonna do? So yeah, it was different when he got here.
Then he punched him in the face in the locker room.
Yeah, that didn't happen. Not like that. Not the way it was. Just not like that.
Not you. All right, 215-592-9490. Let's go back to the phone lines here, and then we got to get into a couple travel stories that happened yesterday, and we need to help Hugh with something that he's mulling over here. Let's go to Greg in Warminster. What's up, Greg?
Hey, how you doing? You
hear me, Greg? What's up, buddy? Yeah, we got you.
Well, look, here's the thing. The Eagles, 2-2, right? People started underrating the Eagles, right? I think so. People started having doubts.
Oh, there was a ton of doubts, yeah. I mean, some idiots were trying to fire the coach at 2-2, for sure.
Right. So then we get the Phillies right now. What was the year before last was the slow starts are killing us, right? So what do the Phillies do? They have a great start. What happens? They don't even get a step further when they get into the playoffs. Let's just have them start out however they want. They got the talent. They have the skills. I think we're going to win the World Series here. And are they underrated? Yes, and guess what? I love that. I think Philly teams thrive on being underrated to say, oh, yeah? Well, here's what we got.
You know, it might be a good thing, Greg. I did start to wonder last year if it weighed on them. Like, as they started to slip, that it was weighing on them, that they're letting this thing get away. Because it's not easy to have your foot on the gas from April 1st or whenever they're going to start, March 30, whatever, all the way through basically the beginning of November. That's hard to do that. And I thought last year I could feel them, like, almost running out of gas in August.
Exactly. So let's just have them start on how they need to. Just like the Eagles, they started out how they needed to, and they got where they needed to go. Same thing's going to happen. I appreciate the time. Thank you,
gentlemen. Got it, Greg. Appreciate it. Greg brings up something interesting there, Hugh. I do wonder how they're going to approach this season, because you said it a few minutes ago. Last year, they got off to a great start, right? They talked about it. They wanted to win the division. Hugh, it's not going to make people happy, and it actually might make a lot of people nervous, but I wouldn't be surprised this year if they are more conscious of the long season. We get more days off for JT, Schwarber. I mean, these guys are in their early 30s now, and if that leads to some more losses in April, I think they're going to prioritize the big picture and not put their foot on the gas from March whatever all the way to October.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about, and that's why I think they're changing their approach. Like, winning games is important. Winning games is important for positioning and everything like that, but you're also going to be smart. I think that their adaptability is going to be in question a lot. There's probably going to be a lot of changes as the season goes on. Because you remember, one of the things we talk about all the time, and we've been discussing since spring training started, is the lineup.
Yep.
What is it going to look like? I feel like with the way that it has changed, you know, from the time it started until now, it just all depends on a week-to-week thing or what they feel or who has the hot hand during the course of the week. I think you have to do that. I think you have to be more adept at changing things up because, like I said, you've done things a certain way for the last 3 years. And a lot of that, when you look at it, has not changed a whole lot. So you feel like you have a good team. Personnel hasn't changed. So I think the best way that you try to do that is tweak it internally. You know, change the lineups up a little bit. Change the batting order up just a tad. You know, get, like you say, give guys days off. Who was it? Castellanos last year was the Iron Man for the squad.
And he wanted to be.
He wanted to be. Hey, we can't do that this year, bro. You know, you need some days off. Now, we can help you pick these days off since you don't want to go, or we'll let you do it. But some things have to change. And if guys are in the order and they're not hitting well, if they're not playing well in outfield, hey, we need a spark in here. We can't allow ourselves to have any more letdowns during the course of the season to think they'll course correct themselves.
Kyle, I actually think last year it swung too far the other way. Like, they had those bad starts and they wanted to fix that. Right. But then they poured like, they met Ranger. April and May is the best pitcher in baseball. And by the end, like, he was pretty bad down the stretch. I think they have to find the right balance. And if that means they don't win the division this time, they don't win the division. But, like, they have to figure out what's their balance. Because if they go all out in the beginning and they're out of gas by October, it doesn't matter what seed they are.
Right. I guess winning the division isn't necessarily the priority number one in terms of how they finish this regular season now. It's for a lot of people, it's wake me up in October. Mm-hmm. But I do feel like, because we keep harping on the fact that they're an older team, and they are. Make no mistake about it. But I feel like what people are missing and forgetting and not factoring into this whole equation is they do have some young pieces. And while Alec Boehm's not not the daycare anymore.
Yeah, the daycare's, what are they, in like first grade now? They're not daycare anymore.
But
they're not kids anymore.
But it's still feasible to believe that him, Bryson Stott, guys like that can take another step forward.
Well, especially after what happened, we found out Stott was hurt last
right,
year.
Right, exactly. So, like, I just feel like we're not factoring that in when it comes to what this Phillies team is. I understand the core is old, but if they get more contributions from some of those younger guys, then that's really going to be the ticket to this team going deep and taking that next step forward.
Well, it has to. And you know what? They could get a boost this summer, too. I mean, if Andrew Painter's as good as people say and he's healthy and he arrives, because that's been one thing the last few years, they haven't really done anything at the deadline. There has been no, like, midseason boost to the team.
Right.
Yeah, Painter could be that this year without even making a trade. Jordan is in Newtown Square. What's up, Jordan?
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I just wanted to say happy St. Patty's Day to you guys.
Oh, you too, Jordan.
Hope y'all are celebrating responsibly down there in Clearwater.
Well, we will starting at 2 o'clock.
Are you, Jordan?
Yeah, I'll be celebrating with a nice tall glass of ice water.
Attaboy.
Okay, well, all right. Whatever works for you. Yeah, but, that's certainly responsibly. Water. Yeah, go ahead.
No, Hugh, man, what you were saying about T.O. and the shockwave that he brought to the Eagles, it's almost, you know, I'm 28. I didn't see a lick of what T.O. played, but there is a reason why we all remembered that, you know, that chant, T.O., you know,
yeah.
Like, he brought something that we never saw before. But I'm really hopeful for this Phillies season this year, just what the guy in Warminster was saying, we have to get out there and play piece runs together and not go for just bombs every time. You know, I'm really, really hopeful. I've been following these guys for the past 3 years since, you know, the 2022 World Series run. And then, you know, I really want to see a World Series win for these guys. I really want to see Johan Rojas put some stuff up there this season. I like his bats. He's been throwing up a couple dingers. But lately, his, you know, in the past seasons, his bats have been colder than a slice of ham of boar's head. So, you know.
Well, they've been. I mean, we know what he is offensively. Hatfield on this show. Hatfield. Jordan, good phone call. It's always a Hatfield show with Hugh Douglas. 215-592-9494. All right, we'll get back to your phone calls in a second here. Are we underrating the Phillies as a fan base? I think we are. But we got to address a couple travel issues that we had yesterday. So where do we start?
Do we start with
Hugh in the airport yesterday?
Yeah. We can do that. Like, we get on the plane. And, you know, I try to be as friendly as I can. But every now and then, there are times where, you know, things get a little, they get a little different.
Uncomfortable,
that was,
maybe?
That was different.
Well, it was uncomfortable to a certain extent because we're getting ready to get on the plane. You know, I'm too big to hide, but sometimes I like to wear my hats fitted. I wear fitted hats. So this young old man, we're getting ready to get on the plane. And I'm talking to Joe and Kyle. He just, you know how when you could tell somebody's staring at you from across the room?
It was a healthy stare down.
Yeah, it was a stare. So he sashays across the room, not in the sense that the young lady sashayed that brought the bourbon, but it was a sashay nonetheless.
It was not that kind of sashay.
No, it was not, no. But it was a sashay nonetheless.
Didn't make you feel any type of way.
And so, you know, like, in this day and age, you're a little bit more sensitive to your environment when you see people that have been staring at you a long time rolling up on you. Mm-hmm. So we're sitting there, and I'm talking, and I'm like, buddy rolling up on us, and he stood there for what? What a good healthy minute.
It was, yeah.
It was a healthy
minute. It was a long stare down.
He was staring at you without speaking, I would say, for a good 10 seconds.
Yes.
It's a long time.
And so we're talking as a group. So all of a sudden, I broke out and said, okay, now I'm uncomfortable. I was like, okay, now, sir, you're making me uncomfortable. And he's like, hey, how you doing? We could have worked through all that red tape about 30 seconds ago. But it was a little weird. I guess he was trying to confirm
that I was who he thought I was. But there's got to be a line. Like, you can't stare within 5 feet at someone for like 10 seconds straight. It's
without saying something.
Yeah,
come in real close proximity, because it's like I said in this day and age, you never know what's on a person's mind. Yeah, so yeah. I'm looking, I'm like, dog, we gonna break the ice or something?
It's kind of a creepy smile, too, for being
a little bit
completely transparent.
It was a lot. All right, so that was Hugh's moment. This morning, when we were getting our car to leave the hotel.
Oh, this was the best.
So there's a valet at they'll park the car for us at our hotel. I get downstairs to get the car. The valet hadn't shown up for work yet, so they gave me the keys to find the car myself, which is, I'm fine getting my own car. I don't need the valet. But
defeats the purpose of valet.
If you have a valet, someone has to be there when you want the car. Otherwise, don't do the valet.
So when I got up, I'm thinking to myself, so he has to go upstairs and figure out I guess they told him the floor his car was on, and then just go around trying to do the chirp.
Well, I knew what floor, but I didn't know where it was.
Chirping the thing, because, I mean, yeah, it's a lot. I mean, that's what the valet's job is, to, you know, go get your car.
But if the valet's not there, it defeats the whole valet purpose.
Yeah, he went. He took a day.
Yeah, it was not there.
But did you see the valet guy from yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
He looked like he needed some time. He
needed the day off.
He looked like he came in. Because the other valet didn't come in, and so you caught him off guard.
So we were on backup valets.
Yeah, we was on.
Right. He looked like your standard issue Florida guy.
The bet valet guy yesterday?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not surprised he didn't make it in.
Hey, for all y'all that don't know what we're talking about, be creative in your thought process.
own imagination.
Just use your own imagination when you say typical Florida person.
He was Florida. You're right. Florida guy parked the car.
Workshop that a little bit.
Well, at least he put it in a parking spot. I found it in a good spot. All right, so that was my situation. You got stared at. Kyle, your travel story.
Florida. So, yeah. All right. Mine's more of a, this is a pre-travel story. And let me just be perfectly clear to preface this. You guys are very lucky that I have no shame whatsoever.
Wait a minute, hold up. Is this story? Hey.
I should not be sharing this.
No, I don't think you should be sharing this story. If this is a story, I thank you. Dog, reconsider. Read some letter. Mature on the subject.
Cat's out of the bag now. We're on the radio.
Don't deserve to know. Don't do it, dog. Don't do it.
No shame whatsoever over here. So I'll just start by saying this. I wet the bed Saturday night.
Oh, Kyle, what are you doing?
But it wasn't, I didn't wet the bed in your traditional wet the bed way. Like, you know, I didn't wet my pants in bed. I opted out of bathroom use, I should say, in the middle of the night. This was kind of, I guess, what we should call a sleepwalking
incident.
Situation. Okay. Incident, yeah. So I basically used my bed as a toilet.
Oh, man.
In the middle of the night.
This is a shame.
At the edge of it.
Shame.
While my girlfriend slept unknowingly right next to it.
So what makes this a great travel story is you had to immediately leave to catch the flight.
I had to leave in the morning. So. Now, I did my part, and I stripped the bed. But, you know, that didn't necessarily make everything just fine and dandy.
I can
the
imagine.
Girlfriend was not very pleased.
So are you in trouble here?
I am, yeah. Yeah, okay. Well, I'm in a bit of trouble, as you can imagine. It was not my finest moment, I will say. And I totally clear, no recollection of this whatsoever. This wasn't intentional in any way. It's not something that I've done in the past before. It's actually, it's kind of stunning, I mean, to think about it, that I did this. You don't think so?
Well, it's oversharing, for definitely one. And it's definitely oversharing. And I will tell you this, Kyle, as an older man, it's not, that has happened to more of us then you would know as a guy.
Well, but
here's the thing.
The fact that someone was with someone else was in the bed.
Oh, no, that makes, happens. Yeah. That happens more than you know. Joe, you got time. You might get there one day. But
I don't know
here's
about
the thing.
That.
You don't share that with anybody. Because, no, you know what it is? It's more so not you lose, like, control. It's in your dream.
You don't
dream
know where you are.
That you're
yeah.
at the bathroom.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Like, I can guarantee you, every man has
so
had
you've
that.
Done this.
I'm not saying. I'm not denying.
I mean, you're alluding.
I'm not confirming or denying anything.
I think everyone knows.
But what I'm saying is this: there are certain stories as an older man that you just don't share.
Yeah.
We've all had that story where it's like either you start it and then you realize it, and then you're like, oh no. That's why I'm just telling you, as you get older, you probably should invest in a bed pad. That's all
yeah.
I'm saying.
I mean, look, it was a full tank, too. Like, there was,
it was a full goodness. Tank.
Yeah.
So you just let that thing roll, huh?
Sure did, man.
All right, so Hugh got stared
no
at.
Breaks.
Yeah, the valet guy didn't show up, and Kyle went to bed.
Kyle peed himself.
There we go. 215-592-9494. Are we underrating the Phillies entering the season? We had to tell the travel stories. Yeah. And then we got to get to some help that Hugh needs here with a personal decision. Andy in Westchester. What's up, Andy?
Not too much. Hey, Kyle, you know they make rubber sheets that, like, set off an alarm when the water hits them, right?
Oh, that might be the that you might.
I am hoping this is a one and done situation.
Yeah, but I'm not.
Well, was it Saturday night?
It was Saturday night. Yeah.
Oh, so you had been out celebrating the unofficial St. Patrick's
Day.
Yeah,
well, yeah, Andy. But let me be clear. I don't really necessarily even attribute it to that. Like, I've been in a way worse state than that before.
You should attribute it to that. Otherwise, it's worse.
Yeah,
you need an excuse.
It's honestly, I mean it. To be fully clear, it's mildly concerning because it was a sleepwalk situation.
I tried to tell you, it happens to everybody, man. It's just, you shouldn't.
Yeah,
you shouldn't,
I've come close,
you
but,
share,
you no, know.
Shouldn't share.
Usually you wake up just ahead of time. So anyway, I think that the Phillies are overrated by the rest of the country. I don't think we're underrating them. I think we see them every day, so we kind of see who they are and what they are. And it's just you get used to their bad habits. You get used to them doing the same dumb stuff over and over again. And it's everybody else just sees past that, sees the record, sees, you know, the players and thinks that, okay, these guys are good. They should win.
You know, that's an interesting thought, Andy. It's almost the opposite of are we underrating them? It's actually the people that say they're still really great, they're not seeing it. I mean, look, time will tell. That could be. It's jarring to me that we have taken on they're not quite that good. We've realized it now. While nobody, like everyone outside of Philadelphia is like, no, they're one of the five best teams in baseball. Like it is a wide gap between how we talk about them and how they're viewed, you know, nationally.
Right. And what it shows, as I say, and what other people see, is they're capable of being that good, but they're just not playing that well. And I don't know if coaching, if it's attitude, what it is, but we see every day what they do. And I have actually one more question before you cut me off. Is the field of Hughes finished?
Andy, we did a lot of work on this last night. Actually, the selection committee sat down. Andy, good phone call. And Kyle, we've seeded this 1 through 6. Is that right?
Yeah, we have 6 seeds.
Okay, we'll spend the rest of today finishing this up. By Wednesday, we will have the bracket ready to roll. Like when March Madness starts, you know, Thursday, we will have a bracket for you, ready to roll. We have a lot going on here in this show today. Greg Murphy's going to join us coming up in a few minutes. We will have JT Realmuto at 11. We will have Tom McCarthy later on. And Hugh, we also know you got a little personal dilemma we want to ask the audience for help on.
Well, no, you know, I was just, I was talking to a friend of mine and they were talking about, what are you doing with your hair? And I was like, I'm just letting it grow. You know, with the beard, it's kind of like goes with the beard. And they're like, but you got that big ass bald spot.
So that you're wondering if you should let your hair grow in around the bald spot.
Well, it's doing what it's doing. So I'm not, I mean, I guess I really don't have no choice. If the hair grows, the bald spot's going to grow in. So it's happening. It's going to grow for a little while.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not.
What did you call it? Cul-de-sac?
The cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
It's the cul-de-sac because it's funny because we were coming in here. It's like I can feel the curly hair around the bottom.
But then it's thin.
But then it gets like smooth and thin, like right at the crown.
Okay.
And it's one of those things where, you know, when your kids see it, they're like, why are you doing that to yourself? I'm not I'm not into impressing anybody.
Okay, so maybe we get the audience help today. 215-592-9494, along with the Phillies, are we underrating them? Our last call, Andy actually thinks we're not, and everyone else is overrating them nationally. I think we are underrating the Phillies here. Where do you come down? We'll get to the Eagles losing Becton over the weekend as well coming up in this hour. And Hugh needs some help. Should he grow his hair in around the bald spot, which he's calling the cul-de-sac? Kyle, your official vote on Hugh's hair?
I think you should take your own advice, and I mean, you're the one that tells people to come on home.
Come on home.
Yeah, I think you got
to
go back home.
See, every night, we're going to say that to you. That, you know, it's still there. You know, it's real smooth too. It's like baby hair because it don't grow right there. It's
at those bald spots, they're unrelenting.
It ain't growing at all.
Yeah. All right. So should Hugh grow the hair and around the bald spot? 215-592-9494. On the other side, we will talk to Greg Murphy. Your phone calls. Are we underrating the Phillies as a fan base and help Hugh out with the hair decision? This is the Midday Show. We're live today in Clearwater for Philly spring training on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yeah, and I have a read for you that I just pulled up that I have to pull up again. Yes, it's here we go. Give me 2 seconds. Yes, the Nets. We're talking about March Madness. Who's cutting down the Nets in March? Get in on all the tournament action at ESPN Bet Sportsbook. Bet on spreads, upset, or the money line on the money line, and who you think will make a deep run. Bet $20 on the team you think wins it all, and if they do, you'll win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Plus, receive $10 in bonus bets for every win your team has in the tournament. Download the ESPN Bet Sportsbook app today to get started. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.